Going back in again on the third hour of the Bodden Report. This is the Bodden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Bodden here, and we are trying to glean some positive stories today. It's not easy on the subjects we cover. But we'll talk about this guy Fagan, who was, see what happened to him, charged for stating his opinion on Facebook about Islam. Fagan never committed any real crime and never threatened anybody. He was charged because the organization felt offended and complained to the authorities that they were being harassed. If hurt feelings caused by online texts can be used to charge someone, then practically anybody could be charged for anything they post on Facebook. It's easy to dwell on typewritten words and feel they're offended. This happens all the time on Facebook, and that's why Facebook employees admit that Facebook is ripping society apart. Well, there's a statistic out there that 25% or more of Facebook memberships are put up by PR companies on behalf of corporate companies to put out propaganda, but it's all propaganda. But what happens when an offended religious group uses the power of the law to charge people with crimes? Every day, people freely express their opinions about President Trump calling him dangerous in more explicit terms. Are Islamic groups a protected class of citizens? Threats are constantly blurted out online towards the President of the United States, but authorities aren't trekking through neighborhoods hunting down these people and charging them with misdemeanor crimes. The question now is, if any organization feels annoyed by online ranting, will they use the law to charge that person with harassment? Some of the most radical beliefs of Islam seek to destroy American democracy and culture and replace it with oppressive Sharia law. Is this the case in California? Well, if Jerry Brown has his way, yes. An open door for Islamic groups to assist to assert dominion over American democracy and speech. Will Islamic groups begin to use American laws as weapons to silence opposing views? Well, all the lefty states with these new age beliefs and laws to go with it, that's where it's headed. Are other religious groups protected in this matter? Muslims should stand up to their religious most oppressive ideas. Muslims should stand up to their religion's most oppressive ideas of conquest and control or risk losing their credibility as a peaceful religion. Well, whoever said it was a peaceful religion, or could prove it, I should say. But anyway, Al Gore crops up here, the possible billionaire who climbed up on global warming. But people keep pointing out about Al Gore, who had a was conscripted into the army, but was given a free, easy job through his father's influence, who was a senator at the time. And he was a press officer for the Pentagon, don't forget, which means he was trained in the best information, propaganda, and disinformation in the world. And when he loses the presidency, he says, how can he make himself money? Well, he uses those skills exactly to climb up on the global warming scam. But they're saying here, Al Gore's climate change predictions implode as everybody realizes the North Pole didn't completely melt. Now, the classic things the lefties were using was photographs of polar bears floating on a piece of ice. Well, the joke of it is polar bears move around from ice pack to ice pack and can swim up to 50 miles a day if they have to. They provide they're well fed. But he's saying here, J.D. Hayes writing this, he writes some good articles. For some people, it doesn't matter how often former President Al Gore has been wrong in his dire predictions of planetary demise. Thanks to human caused global warming and climate change, they'll believe him no matter what until the day they die. You know, if you're a New Age flunky, that's what you believe. And from natural causes, of course, not from planetary demise due to global warming. But for those of you who like and appreciate honesty from politicians and public figures, well, the word we're looking for here is accuracy. It's my entire effort to dig out forensically accurate information. You have long given up any hope that Gore is anything other than a hapless, feckless, or an alternative left partisan when it comes to his environmental activism. Absolutely. Me. That's the wet, cold weather I live in Wales here. We get this plus 3 or 4, 5, 6 degrees today, 93% humidity, no rain, and an east wind, and it's absolutely cut you up. Worse than being in North Dakota or Canada, I can tell you. That said, our job is to set the record straight, which is why we found it prudent to remind our readers that roughly 9 years ago today, Gore predicted that many of you were going to be swallowed up by rising sea waters caused from tons of melting ice. Needless to say, that didn't happen. In January 2006, Al Gore claimed that within the next 10 years, the world will reach a point of no return and a true planetary emergency due to human-caused global warming. And again, in 2009, Gore told an audience in Copenhagen, Denmark, that there was a 75% chance that during some summer months, the polar ice caps would disappear completely within 5 years. The claims were tied to his widely debunked 2006 documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, in which he won a very politically motivated Nobel Peace Prize. Well, the Nobel Peace Prize is the most degraded award on the planet by these naive Scandinavians. And I quote, they really are naive. Remember when Obama was won a Nobel after just a few months in office, based not only on our accomplishments, but on what the committee hoped would be his accomplished, what he would accomplish. He was given it in advance. Well, that truly finished the Nobel Peace Prize, as far as I'm concerned. Gore and Obama being given it. As for Gore, nothing this man has said would happen as regards to the Earth's warming and slipping closer to self-destruction has come true. Absolutely nothing. That didn't stop him from releasing a follow-up film to his original documentary earlier this year, An Inconvenient Sequel. It proves he has a complete brass neck. Sooner or later, climate deniers and the GOP will have to confront their willful blindness to the climate crisis, Gore tweeted. What he said here is what he said. This is Gore talking. Sooner or later, climate deniers in the GOP will have to confront their willful blindness. He's the one that's blind and full of propaganda. Right, perhaps sooner or later, the climate change and environmental hoaxes will have to confront the fact that most of us are onto them and no longer believe the lies. And related, UN official actually admits that global warming is a scam designed to change the world's economic model. Of course, that's just the whole sustainability thing. And Tom DeWeese, who I've interviewed in this program, did a very good 2 hours there on the 18th of November and repeated his program many times. He has a new book coming out, Blowing the Lid Off Sustainability. It's out about now. And Tom DeWeese will be back on with us soon when he launches that book. And as they're saying about Gore, and with good reason, they've quoted the UN official admitting that global warming is a hoax. And with good reason, not only has Gore's wild claims of doomsday been debunked, so have other so-called environmental experts who have similarly predicted doom and gloom. They include the Stanford University biologist Paul Ehrlich and long-time environmentalist. I'm sure there's a long list of them. I'm not reading them out. But, et cetera, et cetera. But, anyway, Gore, absolutely proven to be a hoaxer, but making money out of it, big money. Bombshell science study reveals internal heat from the Earth's hot core is what's causing Greenland's ice sheet to slide. And they're saying here, a spectacular photograph. The ice sheet in Greenland is melting, but it turns out that the culprit is not global warming, as some people would like to have you believe. Instead, researchers have now found proof that a hidden heat source deep inside the planet is behind this melting that is pushing glaciers into the ocean. Sure. Researchers from Haras University in Denmark used a decade-long survey of the Young Sound Fjord in Greenland to reach their conclusions. Throughout the course of the survey, measurements were taken of the salinity levels and the temperatures in the fjord, where the water is at depths of between 600 and 1,100 feet have been gradually warming. they found that a significant amount of this heat comes from the interior of the Earth, according to their estimates. 100 megawatts of energy per square meter were transferred from the interior of the Earth to the fjord, and it is believed that similar heat amounts were transferred to the undersides of surrounding glaciers. This is roughly equivalent to a wind turbine of 2 megawatts sending electricity to a gigantic heater in the bottom of the fjord throughout the year. It's like natural hydraulics in nature, natural warming as well. Their findings were published in the Journal of Science. The interior heat loss of our planet essentially warms up the temperatures in the deep sea where the fjords are, making the glaciers melt. The heat, which is known as geothermal heat flux, can be found around our planet and can be traced all the way back to its formation. Because of the fluxes are not distributed evenly, it can be difficult to measure them. Okay, it's going to a lot of information here. That's an interesting scientific piece of accurate information that, again, getting rid of these hoaxers on global warming. Global pollution is the problem. Just get back to the flu jab, which is an ongoing circus in this country and America. Absolute sick, sick circus. Again, and the politicians are absolute pimps to let this go on. The flu jab is useless. Health officials admit the flu jab does not work. Vaccines in circulation target the wrong strain, and which is usually the case. And Tracy Watson, writing this article for Natural News, Albert Einstein was broadly credited with saying that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. I feel like that reading out these stories, but these are real stories. Sounds like a repeat, but they're going on and developing and spewing out against us all the time. By that definition, the entire healthcare profession of most of the developed world is insane. Why else will they continue to insist year after year that people be vaccinated against the flu when year after year the vaccine proves to be ineffective? Well, it's not the Black Death. People took vitamin C and some basic natural things. They looked at natural news sites. Mike Adams has some of the most rock-solid effectiveness for preventing the flu on his site, and proven. They wouldn't get the flu and they wouldn't be polluted with vaccinations. The UK's Daily Mail recently reported that this year's flu vaccine, and we're talking about 2018, unsurprisingly is targeted at the wrong strains, and that thousands of people who have already received the shot have wasted their own time and government money. Yes, we've been reporting this every year for 4 or 5 years. But US publications, including the New York Times, who believe a word out of them, are reporting that we are experiencing the same problem on this side of the pond. The Times of London, another woeful paper owned by Murdoch. This year's flu season, this is the Times of London saying, is shaping up to be a bad one. Much of the country's enduring a bitterly cold stretch, causing more people to be crowded together inside. The strain has been, not been offence to be more than two people together, so the strain has been more pervasive. H3N2, it's called this time, is nastier than most, and we're being told that the vaccine this year is particularly ineffective. Of course, why don't they just shut these pharmaceutical companies down? Of course, the Times immediately went on to stress that people should still get the flu shot. Oh, such insanity. But then they would do that because they seem to echo whatever Big Pharma and its advertising dollars want them to say. Yes. The Mail reported that Public Health England, PHE, has officially announced that the trivalent vaccine, which is supposed to prevent 1B strain and 2A strains of the flu, is ineffective against this year's two most prevalent and virulent strains, the BY Yamagata type and H3N2, another one, are particularly aggressive strains known as the Aussie flu. Between them, these two strains have placed immense strain on the resources of the UK's already overburdened National Health Service. But ambulances queuing up outside hospitals, people being treated in ambulances and then transferred to trolleys, and probably the next day maybe getting a hospital bed. And as we know, repeated this many times. 10 years ago, it was established in the British NHS that there was more managers than there were beds in the NHS in the UK. You see the problem? Ambulances have recorded long delays, with A&E staff have been so busy dealing with flu patients in their casualty units that they have been unable to transfer other patients from ambulances. This is the very elderly people who are eating crap food, getting the flu. Mild flu, like it's not the freaking Black Death. Health officials have noted that over 55,000 surgeries and doctor surgeries have to be cancelled because of the extreme additional pressure placed on hospitals by the flu outbreak. Meanwhile, dozens of hospitals have warned that there are no free beds available for new patients. There are now growing concerns that this year's flu season will prove to be the worst over 50 years. Related proof that flu shots are the greatest medical fraud in the history of the world. Absolutely. Experts have already been warned that the flu shot is totally worthless at the oldest and most vulnerable flu patients, far the oldest and most vulnerable flu patients, those over the age of 75, who are most often pushed to receive the vaccine as a preventative measure. But anyway, it goes on and on and on. But the flu shot, a waste of time. Here's the remedy that, I have a remedy here, would you believe, Mike Adams and Natural News, J.D. Hayes is describing it here, other than having a flu shot. Long-term readers of Natural News know that our founder, editor, Mike Adams, the health ranger, has absolutely no use for most vaccines, and especially the flu shots. And he goes on to say here, the flu shot is a fraud, he wrote in January 2015, an article, one of the many he's written on the subject, but it's a fraud so deeply embedded in the delusional pro-vaccine culture of the pharma-controlled medical industry that even well-meaning doctors and pharmacists who are otherwise very intelligent fail to realize that flu shots don't work. In fact, he continued, flu shots, vaccine inserts openly admit there is no scientific evidence demonstrating flu shots work. This is in the packaging that comes with them. He further noted that it is probably a big reason why so many people get flu every year, still get the flu. Well, one of the vaccines, not a flu vaccine, but one of the many things they're inoculating children is that the chickenpox, the person who has the vaccination thing, is the spreader of the disease, even though they don't get it, but they're spreading the disease. We even documented that the so-called pervasive flu vaccines still contain deadly toxins. The good news is there are several all-natural ways, and he's going to name them here, natural ways to help defend yourself against the flu, which, by way, has spread rapidly this year to at least 36 states in the USA. It says, number one, wash your hands. This is probably number one tip of all. It is the very best way to prevent spread of flu and other associated respiratory infections. In order to kill the flu virus, you must scrub your hands thoroughly in warm water with soap for about 20 seconds, and don't touch your mouth, nose, or hands while doing this. Gut health. Healing your gut is the key to prevent all diseases, as 80% of your immune system is situated in your gut. Taking a proven, powerful, organic, multi-strain probiotic is a great way to maintain your health and will help you keep your levels of good gut bacteria high in this situation. Number three, local alcohol sugar. And he's naming here about five or six things. Number three, lower alcohol sugar. Lowering your intake of alcohol helps because you even moderate consumption. Even moderating consumption can suppress your central nervous system and thus your immune system response. Okay, we're at the first break of the third hour. We should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Okay, coming back in from the first break of the third hour. But as I say, we're already talking about remedies here and the things to help you flu shot, and they're very, very good. And we'll go on to, I'll just continue this in a minute after we take a call. But go on to Natural News and the type in natural flu shot, naturally, that's what he has as a header. Anyway, we have a caller, Jenna in Washington. Hello.
Hi, BJ.
I do. Are you listening to my happy list of happenings for the last 3 hours? You're jumping for joy, yes. Are you?
Yes, I have. Yeah. And I'm calling to just comment on the flu. Because
yay.
Even just recently, Tony Pantelaresco, he was interviewed with Deanna, and he just set the perspective of, okay, what if it's not any kind of natural flu because of all of everything that's, you know, what we're being sprayed, what's uh-huh. altering our environment, and he's like, it's his perspective that he was throwing out there is, what if we've already integrated so much of these chemicals and metals and nanobiology that it's really just the frequencies that are being controlled that are turning on these symptoms that are looking like flu?
Yeah,
and people are reacting in ways that they've been told to react to, like get the flu or treat it like a virus or don't leave your home. But really, it's kind of bypassing the whole idea of how to react. Because, I mean, I was down for about 3 weeks, and every remedy that I had in my medicine cabinet, they're all natural, they weren't working. When I went back to, okay, how do I just detoxify my body with the information that I've just gotten in the past year, and it was the sulfur, my nano bucket, and treating my body like I'm overridden with metals. I need to get metals out. And
detox.
Yes, metals.
Bill Deagle over the years and reading my Adams's very well-researched articles, it's clean water if you can get it, filtered water, clean air, and detox, even though you've been bombarded.
Which we've got none of them. We don't have fresh air. Yeah. We don't have clean water. We don't, even organic food. You know, we know that there's nanoparticulates in McDonald's food, but I never eat it anyway. What I do know is that nano is in organic apples. You know, I'm peeling all my apples.
If you peel the apple, it's okay. Yeah, I live around orchards. I live around big apple orchards in Hereford, which is a big apple-producing part of the UK. But they spray the hell out of them.
Do you have a microscope? It's like I've got to look at all my, you know, it makes me a little crazy that I've got to
I've only got the flu twice in my entire life. It was my own fault for driving after sweating like hell on a hot day and driving with the window down in the car for 50 miles. That's kind of stupid. But I don't pick up the flu, and most people I know never get the flu. But it's symptoms. It doesn't mean you have the flu. It's symptoms. But old people being taken out of their home in an ambulance and be traumatized, that actually exacerbates the situation. It's no need to bring people to hospital for the bloody flu. But the one thing that, just to add to what you're saying, Adams is pushing here, and his discovery on the uses and the application of turmeric powder and vitamin C, that seems to be an enormous protection from the flu. Of course, we're not allowed to use the word cure. You almost be sued by that.
No,
but vitamin C and turmeric powder, he's saying, is a very powerful weapon.
What you do.
Mm-hmm.
And, see, Brian and I are outside all the time, but we've been taking vitamin. I've been on it. And it's like, how did we get sick? It's like, well, we've been outside. Yeah. And the sky's been loaded.
In RBN, in Texas, John Staffmiller, our boss, the owner of RBN, has been badly hit several times this year with a flu-type symptom, and Michael Rivero over there in Hawaii, and who's else in the system has been hit as well. And Vincent Finale, well, he's recovering from a major situation, but he's taking very good stuff now. But it's particular to America, the vicious. The carry-on in Britain is because they're talking it up, you know?
Yeah, okay.
And it's just shocking. But no, it's no joke what's going on in America. I lived there in 1992, 93. I wouldn't go back there for all the tea in China because of the appalling problem with the police, with all these appalling laws and all the stuff I cover on this here. It's totally unreal. It really is. Hang on there. We do this bottom of the hour break, and then we have a longer section after the break. Hang on there. We'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes, okay?
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nerd. nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
And we're back in again from the bottom of the hour break. But just to ask Jenna, what's the problem with the water in Washington? Is it municipal water or do you have a well?
There's a well, but there's also everyone using glyphosate runoff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's 7 years. Once it's being used, you know, we have clay here. So it doesn't perk, it's not going to settle in, it's just going to pour right into the wells and we're going to be drinking it. And
yeah, it's shocking.
So there really isn't a pure place on the planet. Well, no. I don't know.
One
Maybe
of the other,
people haven't.
One of the other things that Mike Adams did specifically, he got water samples from about 50 cities. And there wasn't one that was acceptable in any way. They were horrified. And the amount of Prozac in the water system was shocking. I mean, so it's a very rough phrase, but the people drinking semi-filtered sewage, et cetera, there's no natural water. But unless you get a very elaborate filtering system, and there are ones that are available, the Deagle used to deal with one, and Clear Water Systems, I think that is actually a brand name, but they are very elaborate and they take everything out. But that's money, that's serious money, so to have that working all the time. But what else are you saying about the Miller, you're close to a military base there.
Well, yes, we are. And
4G and 3G and 5G.
And yeah, I know that it's rolling out. I'm not seeing it right near here. However, there's so many things that we don't know that are happening, and just because we're in the on the like Pacific Northwest, the Navy, all of the experiments, we really don't know what's happening, other than things are changing, and the frequency usage, the cell phones, and with how wet it is. Because it's wet out here, water is a conductor. How it's affecting our well-being, it's just this ripple effect of, okay, what now? What am I dealing with now? Because I'm really trying to be healthy, but it just seems like it's one thing after another, and really understanding how to protect my DNA.
Sure.
5 years ago, I would have never thought, I need to strengthen my DNA so it's not going to be integrated, because these metals and this, I'm listening to a lot of different information about self-replicating nanotechnology that integrates with human biology in our DNA.
Yeah.
It's like,
That's Alana Freeland's subject,
and Tony also.
You have to get her a book.
I did.
Tony,
I read it.
That should have been a devastating book to read, is it? Yeah.
Well, yeah. When the perception of, just looking through my eyes and the trailers and the different things that are accumulating in my body, and noticing I don't see as well because I have all these trailers in my eyes, and it's like, okay, well, I'm going to try and remedy that.
What are those trailers? Little blood clots or just pollution?
No, they actually look like, from my perception, it seems like I've got a lot of tadpoles in the back of my eyes, and I can see them, and it seems like they're increasing. And it's like, well,
that's not something you can clear up with. Are you saying that's not something you can clear up with eye drops, no?
No, I don't think so. So,
it would have happened by now,
I think we're in a whole nother sphere. We've had several freezes, and now there's still mosquitoes around us.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, well, usually that doesn't happen either. But if there were a nanotechnology that's integrating with the mosquitoes, they would be able to self-replicate and continue. Mm-hmm. It's like the animals. And, there were reports around Christmas of all of these animal attacks in this neighborhood.
Would you explain that to us? What were they, the animal attack attacks?
Well, animals are chipped, for one, and then whatever's in their food, and then there's added metals that are integrating with their biology that can be controlled with frequency. This is a sci-fi world. And, yes, I do have an imagination, and, I might be a little neurotic, but the idea that, things are taking off in ways that are out of natural order.
And, look at any area of life, and it comes down to the type of reports I'm reading out. I do try and look for solutions and breakthroughs, but I have another thing I'm writing about. There are 27 areas. They could make it more areas of the planned destruction of 27 areas of your life. I have that written up to a certain degree. It'll be something I'll do later in the year in the struggle. But you could make it up to 25 or 50. But the key areas, every area of life is being attacked.
Yeah.
I can't find one that isn't. That's why this subject in this program sounds so depressing. But it's to give out warnings and references to where to find the information. But overall, it's Al Whitney does a very good program before me on this network. I'd only be able to hear Al Whitney. But and the American citizens, as of 19, whatever it was, 60-something, were designated as enemies of the state. And the other thing is that Hooters highlighted this the other week there, that the genocide law was enacted in 1978, I think, in America, and approved by the Congress and the UN, that the genocide was legal in the United States. Right?
Oh.
And that's on... I'll tell you where you'll find that directly. On USA Prepares, Vincent Finelli's site. He's a prepper, and he's recovering from a shocking illness. But read that, or go into his site, on top of the list, there is a piece about the genocide legislation in America. I mean, it was presented under some very fancy heading, but it provides for genocide. I mean, that and FEMA camps and all the rest of it. I mean, and the Trump cleaning the swamp. Well, there's about 500 areas he's going to have to clean up. But it's the deep state and these absolutely out-of-their-minds psychopaths running the military-industrial complex who are in tandem with the pharmaceutical industry, that's quite clear. The CDC, the Center for Disease Control, who own the patent on Ebola and several other drugs. And their directors are investors in all these technologies. I mean, it's shocking. It's hard to, you know, we're running out of words to describe it.
Right.
It's that bad. What are you growing up there that's useful to you? Do you grow on raised beds and that kind of thing?
Well, right now I have some carrots that I planted last June, and they have held out, mulched them, and they are sweet as candy. So I've got carrots, mm-hmm. and I have leeks.
Yeah.
And right today, well, it almost seems spring-like this week. So I do have a raised bed in a greenhouse that I'm hoping mm-hmm. for some early turnips and mm-hmm. a little bit of green. Mm-hmm. And I do have parsley that wintered over well. So I have a little bit of something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the leek is there, or the Welsh leek. They're used to be prominent in Wales. But growing on beds, what do you add to them to boost them as a fertilizer, a natural fertilizer?
Well, the garlic,
grow garlic as well, yeah?
Yeah, I do have garlic growing. It's about 6 inches up. It's looking good. The best crop, like I have several different batches planted, but the seed mm-hmm. that I grew in this neighborhood is looking the strongest. And mm-hmm. I put some sulfur in the ground, and I just amended some gypsum. There's lots of biochar mm-hmm. in there. I think I'm going to have a really good year because I amended with broken down compost and leaves, chicken manure, and biochar.
Oh, very good, yeah.
Yeah, it's
very
looking good.
Very good. Do you ever get a chance? I know it's damned expensive, but sometimes you get around some of these laboratories. Do you ever get a soil test done to know where you stand on how fertile the soil is with all that?
Right. Like Gary Klein, he was on maybe a year ago or so. He recommended that I wait about 4 years for all the amendments with the char to settle in and see where we're at. I know it. I thought that was a while, but I could mm-hmm. do it this spring. And the cover crop held out. It looks a little sparse, but I could cover. I did just start soaking some peas. I'm going to put some peas mm-hmm. in the greenhouse next week, new moon
good.
Of February, peas could go in.
Okay.
And looks like I've got one proud cabbage that's going to seed. So I'd like carry over some healthy-looking plants to make seed for
that's good to know.
Future.
Well, okay. Thanks for that report. I just give another chap a chance to come on who's on the line here. But very good. That's a very all-round report. And hopefully we'll we have to get lucky sometime with defeating this deep state. But anyway,
yes.
Thanks for that. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We have another caller, Ken in New York, is it? Hello, Ken.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I know something about floaters. They're loose bits of protein in your eye, and the eye has a gel in it.
I didn't get you into something about what? About what?
Floaters. Sometimes floating around in your eye. They settle down usually to the bottom of your eye, but if you bend over a lot or you do a lot of stressful work, you can shake them up and you'll start seeing these things floating around in your vision.
Are they in the eye or on the surface?
They're in the eye, inside.
Oh. Well, what's the possible remedy?
I'm not sure that there really is. I've had them from time to time, and they just settle back down eventually. They settle to the bottom of your eye, and then you just don't notice them. And for example, one time I went to a home store, and I had to get some posts, and I bent down, and I did some heavy lifting. And when I got back up, I was looking around my vision. I could see a couple of these little tadpoles and things floating around in my vision.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So it's not really a big secret.
Yeah,
it is on the inside, though. About the flu, getting the flu. Like, I haven't taken the shot in 17 years, and I'm thinking I'm more likely to get food poisoning than actually get flu symptoms. You know, sometimes you can
that's
be fooled
true.
By
that,
you
that,
know.
That, I think that's true. That's true. I was a rep on the road.
I think it's more likely.
I was a rep on the road. I was a rep on the road for an hour doing monthly calls, which means you're leading in every call, 8 calls a day, 40, 50 of them. 160, eating in 60 different places a month, right?
Oh,
the chance of getting very high.
I'm just concerned about, you know, like when you go into the supermarket, I never buy any fish that comes from China. One week they'll have fish that says farm-raised, and then the next week they'll have fish that says wild-caught in China. I'm going to believe either one of them.
Indeed.
The other thing I would suggest, if you could get along with it, is in my house, what I've done is I noticed that the Wi-Fi doesn't. So many people are using it around the neighborhood. I think it was better just to turn off the radio in my router and just run some extra wires around the house.
I keep giving out advice. It's a simple thing. I'm not a high-tech individual or anything. You can get rid of a router and get a Dovolo unit. It's a plug that is a router, but it doesn't give off any electricity. You plug it from the computer into the mains plug of your house, and every plug in the house picks up the internet if you get other people using the internet. But each one needs a Dovolo unit, about $40.
Yeah,
and therefore there's no loose electricity or Wi-Fi around the house.
Right, but if you're talking about power over the, if you're talking about throwing a signal over the power line, that can also be a source of radiation as far as noise goes.
No, it's just going around the plug system in the house. It's not transmitting outside. But I've used one in a trailer.
Yeah.
Really. I've lived in trailers. I've lived in everything over the years. But the biggest thing in the trailer is keeping it warm. I know how to do that. Put ceiling curtains in, floor to ceiling, and keep one departure in heated. You no need to heat the whole trailer. But it amazed me how those trailers are so badly insulated, both in Britain and America. They're very badly insulated. And most of the heat's gone out the windows. You've got to blank off the windows. But in this country here, we have a problem with heating, including the place I live, sash cord windows. You know what sash cord windows are, where the ropes are pulling the, and a weight is pulling the window up and down? Well, the sash cord windows... Well, Britain is full of houses with sash cord windows.
Are you talking about it causes insulation problems?
Well, the windows are loose. That's the cold air in. That's as simple as that. And the glass in those sash cord windows is very thin glass. But, the country has double glazing and trouble glazing. That's largely a rip-off. But all those loss of heat situations are around us as well.
I look at it this way. If you can, if I have a choice between using the Wi-Fi or not, the Wi-Fi frequency is about 2.45 gig, which is about the same as a small cavity microwave oven.
Mm-hmm.
The larger the oven, the lower the frequency drops. So, for example, a larger cavity oven, like a commercial one, might run at 915 kilohertz. They have different frequencies, but it is unfortunate that most of the Wi-Fi is the same frequency as your average microwave oven that you get for your small cavity oven you buy for your home.
Throw the microwave out. They're an obscene thing.
I don't use it. I have a convection oven.
Wi-Fi, roaming phones, microwaves, and induction ovens. Most people don't know what an induction oven is. If they have one, they're totally destructive. But
all right, thank you for taking my call.
Okay, sir. Take care. Talk to you sometime soon. Thank you. Okay. Coming up to the last break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thank you.
minutes of the program. Very good. We're back in. Thank you. Now, just I'll finish up the program today by saying what we're doing next week. I hope to have a guest on. I won't name the person. But to follow up on the few things I read out on the first hour about, and it would be a regular part of the program, the first hour for the next part of this year, we'll be dealing with depression and mental illness and remedies, and the appalling way people are treated. And I have put a lot of preparation into this. And we'll have an interesting person on each week who has something to add to this, who has suffered at the hands of the medical profession. And I can go on heavily about that. I have never suffered depression, thank God for that. But I have had a lot of people around me, incredible amount, who have. And I've been forced into a situation, somebody in my own family and somebody who was a neighbor. And I went through the situation with them over 2 years, a young person. And boy, what is a steep learning curve and a roller coaster of pressure and stress. And the way this young person was treated. But from now on each week, one of the hours we're doing remedies and helping people, and we'll be contacting self-help groups in America and certainly one in the UK here, one lined up here from Wales. And although it's an ungodly hour here in the UK, it's 6 in the morning here now, but I started at 3 a.m., but I chose the time, I wanted this time. It's the reason being that if we got going and doing this program on mental health, people would be in a comfortable position to be home late at night on a Sunday with no pressure the next day to time or sleep-wise, and that they would be listening at this time. That was my logic. So it's okay getting guests on between 9 p.m. and midnight in the States. It has to be a little bit heroic. It's no problem for me. I'm like a bat. I sleep at very odd hours, but I don't have an internal time clock. I lost that doing long-distance driving and having driven 1.75 million miles for companies and cars, vans and trucks over the years. But something I'm very determined to do, and it will not be a constant stream of depressing stuff. Okay, the illness of depression, mental illness, is pretty bad, but we're putting up remedies and connecting with very good people. Anyway, that starts next week. And as I say, we'll be back next week with the Baden Report, and we'll talk to you then.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.